Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right, so today, I don't know if you guys have your Bibles, but we're going to go to Matthew 13, and we're going to read from Matthew 13, and we're going to go 10 through 16. Let me start with a prayer.
Amen.
Lord, we come before you today, Lord, just thanking you for this day, thanking you for all of these people, Lord, that you have given us provisions to help provide for, Lord God. We pray that you would take care of them through the week, Lord God. And Lord, as this Thanksgiving Day comes upon us, Lord God, I pray that you would bless our hearts to be thankful towards you, Lord God, and your son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent. Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask that you would bless the word today, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So I'm just going to start off with reading the passage. So it starts off, it says, then the disciples came to him. Why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered to them, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For the one who has, more will be given, for he will have an abundance. But for the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is filled that says, you will indeed hear, but never understand. And you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears, they can barely hear, and their eyes, they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand and with their hearts turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are you. Now, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. All right. So in this text, what we see is Jesus is referring to two people. Okay. Two sets of people. One that he calls you and one that he calls them. The one who has and the one who has not. To you, it has been given the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them, it has not been given. My goal is to place before you today the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And that you would hear, and that you would hear, because just like we read, blessed are the eyes of those who see, and blessed are the ears of those who hear. But there are indeed those here that will never understand, and those who will hear but not perceive. There are some today who are eager to receive, eager to hear about this kingdom of heaven. And there are some here today who, even though they didn't come eager, they will become eager. They may have simply come seeking bread, but will come face to face with the King, the true bread, the bread which came from heaven, the great Christ, the great King, Christ Jesus. So I'm gonna skip over to the Gospel of John for a little bit. In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, when the people confronted Jesus with a question that is probably a question that we sometimes ask ourselves, they say, what signs will you do that we may see and believe you? Now, I believe, like some here today, the Jews were simply looking for someone to fill their bellies. They were before the God-man, their awaited Messiah, and all they wanted was fleshly satisfactions. See how they approached Jesus. Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and it is written, he has given them bread to eat from heaven. Now, Moses did a lot of miracles. Moses, you know, he healed them when they got bit by the fiery serpents and all these different things. Right. So, I mean, he crossed the Red Sea on dry land. He did all these things. But the thing that they focused on was bread. Right. So it is true that even some of us here have, instead of choosing the spiritual bread, have just come for earthly, fleshly bread. But look at how Jesus answers. He says, truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you true bread from heaven. And then he adds, for the bread of heaven is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So this is where these people's true motivations show. They say, sir, give us this bread always. Because they're still thinking of just fleshly bread. Jesus just told them that the bread from heaven was a person, but still they want food. So Jesus gives even more secrets of the kingdom to those who were here. He says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I say to you, you have seen, and yet you do not believe. So while Jesus is laying out the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, he knows he's talking to those that has not been, that it has not been given, because they do not see and they do not believe. But if we move down the text, the next verse, it is to those who it has been given to. He says, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. So not only is this group given something, this group that we're going to call those who the secrets have been given, not only are they given something, but they themselves are given to someone. The Father has given them to the Son. The coming in this passage is equivalent to the seeing and believing. And in case it's not clear, this means to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we go back to our original passage back in Matthew 13, we'll see that the gospel is the subject of why these disciples even asked the question to Jesus. You know, why do you talk to them in parables? And it started with the parable of the sower. And I'm gonna just kind of paraphrase this parable so we don't be here all day. It says the sower went out, and we see four different types of soils. And even these soils can be broken down into the two groups that we talked about. You know that he referred to as you and them. So he talks about the sower went along and he sowed seed along the path. But then he says the birds came and devoured it. Then we see that he sowed seed among the rocky ground. This ground had little soil. So when it sprang up quickly, but then it died because it was not rooted. Then we see he sees some seed that went among the thorns, but they grew and got choked out by the cares of the world. But we see one last soil, a good soil, and this soil produced fruit, good fruit. And Jesus, he doesn't leave us guessing to what these are. You know, he even explains it to us a few passages later. He tells us that those along the path and the birds, that was those who received the word, but then the evil one comes and snatches that word. He tells us that those in the rocky ground, that they were joyful quickly. They accepted the word quickly and they were joyful, but they died away because trials and tribulations came and they were not rooted very deeply. And then we see those amongst the thorns. Those were choked out by the cares of this world. They wanted riches and things like that, things that they thought would make them more happy than Christ. But then he tells us again, the good soil. That's the heart that receives the gospel. That is the heart of faith. That's the true faith. Okay? So week after week, we come here and we hear the gospel preached and you hear the words of life. The seed is sown. But just like the parable, some of you don't understand. You won't understand and you actually don't care to understand. These are the ones who the evil one devours. Those who don't understand their sinfulness and sees no need for the gospel. They think, I'm not all that bad. And a lot of times their favorite passage is, don't judge, judge not. Also, we have some here who will even be excited for the seed that is sown, but it will never take deep root. And it will often be devastated by trials and tribulation. Okay. And while this text here is these roots is talking about being rooted in the gospel of Christ, one way that God gives us a means of grace is being rooted in the local church. And, you know, that's we have this here, but we invite you also to come visit our church, because that's a means of grace to help one get rooted. So when those trials come, they're not devastated. And if they are, we have brothers and sisters who can help bear those burdens. Then that third one we see those who are choked out by the cares of life. They choke the life out of the good news that was sown. and to be convinced that there's something better out there. A better savior, whether it be money, entertainment, whether it be other religions, like the works sacerdotal system of the Roman Catholic Church or the five pillars of Islam or anything in between, the Mormon faith or all these things that are works where we work ourselves to Christ, right? This is those people who get caught up by the cares of the world. We cannot earn our ways to heaven by anything that we do. But like the good soil, we must receive the gospel, seeing and believing the good news of Jesus Christ. Then we will be given the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And then we will be given by the Father to the Son, who loves us and gave himself for us to wash us by his word and sanctify us, that we might be a church presented to him in splendor without spot or blemish. So believe on Christ. Flee from the wrath to come. Don't be those whom the secret of the kingdom of heaven has not been given. Don't be those. But just as the parable we see later in Matthew 13, if you go, we see this parable of a sower again. He sows seeds in his wheat field, right? And what we see is there are two seeds there as well. We have wheat and we have tare. Right. And the wheat that he calls the sons of the kingdom. Right. These are the ones to whom the secrets of the kingdom have been given. And then he have the tares. These are the sons of the evil one. OK, so Christ tells us that at the end of that parable, that the tares, the sons of the evil one, those who have not been given the secrets of the kingdom, will be gathered up and burned, thrown into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we have two people that's been presented before us. And I pray that obviously we will be of the people who know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, those who know the gospel and believe in Jesus Christ. I pray that we would please repent and trust in Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, I pray that your word would not go out void, Lord God, that you will cause men and women, Lord God, even our children here, Lord God, to repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they may come to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I may have stuttered a little bit up here, Lord God, but I pray that you work through those things, Lord. I pray that you would just move on the hearts of the people, Lord. Bless their day, Lord God. Bless those working too, Lord God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.